We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
All right, welcome back here for the 9 o'clock hour. Manny Diaz is going to join us at the end. They got a big game, by the way. Talking about a lot of great sports going on right now. If somebody would have told you before the craziness started that you were going to have a chance to play your third primetime Saturday night game to start the season,
right.
You were like, come on, man, enough of the Miami thing. Like, hey, what about us? So it's been great. They've been fun to watch. And they're going to get tested in a big, big way by a team that hasn't lost a regular season game in a long, long time. Clemson, who is just playing out of this world with maybe the best quarterback running back combination in college football.
Both first round picks, right, next year? Obviously, we know one's going to be the first overall.
Yeah, just, yeah. I mean, you saw him in the last game, man.
Right.
He looked, yeah, they both looked really good. I always wonder, anytime you say a running back's going, it's usually
right.
It's at the end of a first round or it just doesn't happen, man. Poor running backs.
Right. I was about to say, the running back position, Joe, especially last year, we went into that draft thinking there might be a couple guys that were going to be either late first or early second round picks. There were like four or five names that were out there last year. And by the way, before that Notre Dame game here in Miami a couple years ago, and game day was here for that. What? I can't even remember the last time game day had the Hurricanes, and now three times in 4 weeks that college game day has had the Hurricanes on their kind of on the docket for them. But before that Notre Dame game, it might have been years before game day was there for the Hurricanes. And now 3 out of 4 weeks.
Well, they'll see. And I thought it was – well, listen, you'll hear Coach coming up. He's going to talk about the whole thing and preparing mentally. Just when somebody's dominated like that for so long, what's it do? What's it been doing to the rest of the ACC? Anyway, 305-567-0560 on the text machine. Zach, we haven't checked in on it. What do we have?
All right. Hey, guys, it's funny. Joe said it's time for Tua because I was thinking the same thing after the game. I was like Joe the entire season, let Tua sit for a while and then give him the reins after yesterday's loss and watching Burrow and Herbert tear it up. It's time and he should be put in next week. He's not going to get any better sitting on the bench. I get that everyone loves Ryan Fitzpatrick because I do too, but it's time for Tua to take over because we're losing and we're not going to the playoffs. Get Tua's growing pains out now so next season we could seriously compete.
Couldn't say any better. Could not say it
great text.
Any better. Ryan's there. Great for him to be there. He can come back next year. Looks like a good fit as a veteran quarterback. But it's time. We got to get the guy ready.
Yep. I just think it's time for Tua to get out there. Here we go, Joe. LeBron is a baby and a bully. He purposely landed on Tyler Hero with all his weight in his hip after he fell below the basket and was trying to hurt Hero. They should send out Udonis after LeBron and punch him in the face.
That ain't going to happen with UD and LeBron.
They're good buddies. Yeah, yep. They're buddies. Yeah.
That's an off-season relationship, too. That's not going to happen.
Right. He's part of that banana boat crew.
There's great respect for UD. I don't know if UD gets invited on the big – I don't know, banana boat. You went too far on that. But he is well-respected with – between the Dwayne Wade, LeBron James thing. He's right there with his toughness.
I mean, you could say whatever you want about LeBron, but he's not a dirty player. Like, that guy's insinuating that he tried to hurt Tyler Hero. LeBron's not a dirty player. He just doesn't make dirty plays. Like, it's not something he does.
So anything LeBron says or does is always going to be magnified. Always. Every time.
But you know that, Joe, right? From watching him as long as we have, he's just not a dirty player. It's just not in his.
I don't think he's out to hurt anybody, no. I don't. I don't think he has to, that big and physical. He doesn't have to. When he goes to the basket, he just looks so frustrated late that game.
He
realized, uh-oh, we ain't going to win this one. And Jimmy Butler is kicking my ass. And he couldn't make shots, couldn't make those threes. And he's wondering about his sidekick who just looked. There's a guy getting the hall pass today, is AD, who got in foul trouble. But he just, like, you wouldn't have known he was in the game. Late. Nothing.
33 minutes, 15 points, 5 rebounds. That's not good from your number 1A or 1B player on that team. You can't have that.
He's pissed, though, because that's, 72 more hours he's got to stay in that bubble, right? That's two more nights he's got to stay in the presidential suite of whatever Disney hotel he's at.
Must be getting tired of that thing.
Well, he doesn't stay in the Rondo room.
No. Rondo's on the first floor.
You don't know a room. Stop starting stuff, man.
I know LeBron does not have that same room that Rondo has. Like, LeBron didn't walk into a 300-square-foot room with two queen beds. I mean, come on, Joe.
You know what I always think of? When you say that, I always think of when all the stuff was coming out about Alex Rodriguez and we found out A-Rod was staying at different hotels.
Right.
His teammate. And right. I was like, man, God, that's like, I ain't staying there.
Divas. Big divas.
LeBron just bought a 30-something million dollar mansion.
I actually like being
on the road. He's not staying in a 300-square-foot room.
How do you know? Like, how do you know? Like, you don't.
Hey, LeBron, we upgraded your room here. We got you a king, and you actually have a microwave in your room and one of those little fridges.
Mini fridge.
Yeah, they gave him the upgrade to the junior suite.
Now, I would admit there's a chance that some players do have their own chef with them, and they're getting it cooked up somewhere. That's probably is happening.
Sure.
That's probably a story we're not getting.
I mean, Jimmy's got his own coffee company. Of course, there's probably chefs there.
Boy, sometimes his coffee, when I'm dragging, I can't wait to try it. It must be good.
Big face coffee.
Can't be that cheap bean. It's got to be that real expensive bean.
Right.
I'm just surprised LeBron isn't staying in Cinderella's castle. They have a room up there.
That would be something.
Don't get sidetracked, Zach. Keep going.
Sorry. Jimmy had to play like Superman to overcome Tyler and Duncan's bricks last night, someone says.
Didn't shoot the ball well.
No.
Didn't matter.
We missed Goran and Bam, but if Tyler and Duncan had shot anywhere near their capabilities, we'd actually be up 2-1.
I don't know. I'm not doing coulda, woulda, shoulda, ifa.
Right. We also could have drafted Anthony Davis if he made some trades 100 years ago. That's the same thing.
I still think those guys played well last night. I know they didn't shoot it particularly well, but they played so hard last night, didn't they?
Duncan surprised me last night.
I just don't know what more people want out of these guys. I know they've been great in the postseason, but like, I just thought those guys played their asses off.
I thought they defended really, really
they did.
Well.
They did.
Yeah. I agree. I thought they really got after people. It was hard for Lakers to get good shots. That's why LeBron was taking those threes, and they were bricks, man. There were no in and out. They were a little bricky.
LeBron took 5 steps, got called for travel, and screamed he didn't travel. He took 5 steps before they would call him for traveling, and the first travel call was also 5 full steps that he had.
It is funny when they slowed it down.
Right.
And you're always wondering, like, all right, what are the two former head coaches going to say? And they're going, damn, LeBron, 1, 2, 3, 4. 5.
Not one.
Like LeBron, you got to call that even on you, man. We got to call that.
Right.
He goes, Euro step?
Euro step. It was Euro steps. When is Dwight Howard going to collect his IOU one to Myers Leonard? That got a little scrappy last night, too. Howard's just weird.
That's a strange one, man.
Yeah.
You know, not too many years ago, talking about him being the best center. I know he's done a nice little job as the backup, and he's been part of their success, but he flies a little different. Let's just say that.
Didn't he take Orlando to the finals 1 year?
He was really good. Finals, I got to tell you something. He didn't like Stan Van Gundy, and it got ugly. Got the most out of him. You can say whatever you want. Stan Van Gundy got the most out of him, but he didn't like being coached like that.
Right.
And since then, it's just been, it's been a disaster. Like, teams couldn't wait to get rid of him, and then they brought him back. Wasn't it Kobe? Kobe didn't want to play with him.
Right. Kobe said he was soft. Kobe basically said he was soft. Loved seeing Tyler Herro go after Morris after that foul he hit him. Yeah, Tyler Herro got right up in Morris's face.
I'll tell you one thing. Tyler Herro, like, he was taken to the basket and shooting with an attitude at the end. I love those close-ups, but, yeah, he was.
How about that reverse layup he had when I thought it was going to get blocked? I thought he was going up, and he had one hell of a reverse layup.
Well, he's so much more than just a three-point shooter.
Yep.
Like, he's quick. I like the way he gets his release, quick release on his jumper, and then his ability to go to the basket with either hand. It's pretty, his game, serious skill level. I always love now everybody's going, I loved him. I loved him at the top of the draft. I couldn't believe, like, okay, calm down. We know how good he is, and we're glad we have him, but calm down.
It's just funny, around the draft, I didn't hear a ton of people saying that.
No, I didn't, and now all of a sudden, like, yeah, if you reshuffled the draft, he's the third best rookie. Okay.
He'd be the third pick to the Knicks. There you go. The good, the bad, and the ugly from the Dolphins yesterday, Joe. The good, Jason Sanders' kicks are finger-looking good. The bad, the refs were awful with several blown calls. The ugly, it's concerning that Fitzmagic's arm strength looks like to be lessening by the week.
You know, that's been brought up by some of the media guys that his arm is not what it was even last year. We don't throw the ball down the field at all, and it's hard in this league
to not
after,
do that.
After watching the Bills and the Seahawks and all the big plays they get, it's just really hard. It just makes things so much easier when you have a 40 or a 50-yard play, as you saw yesterday. It just we don't have them. I think our longest play from scrimmage, I'm probably wrong, thinking of Breida, the drop, the dump off to Breida for 22 or 23 yards. But anyway, what else you have?
Very impressed by the play of Kindley on plays downfield. He's the first one there and blows right by the defenders, kills him. He's our favorite radio guy too now, huh?
Oh, my God.
Solomon Kindley.
You know, it's funny. So he loves it doing the radio and wants to do more.
Good.
And so I was talking to they came over to talk to me about him yesterday, and I was like, look, it, the kid's the best. Like, there's nothing close to him. Nothing close to him that we can get. And he may change through the years as he, look, he was hurt yesterday, and his ass stayed out there and limped around, and he's a tough kid, man. He is.
Right. But LeBron wanted the sweep against Riley. Don't doubt that. That's why he was pouting last night at the end of the game.
Oh, yeah. There's no question. Yeah. That the sweep. They got stroked hard now for 24 hours. I mean, you know, the national, the ESPN guys, they couldn't wait. They were like, oh, my God, and there's a picture. And I go, oh, no, you're not doing a Shaq and Kobe after two games. Oh, no, you're not putting Shaq. I'm Shaq, and he's Kobe. He's Kobe, and he's Shaq, and what we're doing, and LeBron was like, they were getting him to talk about it. Like, oh, man, if you guys just show up and think that this Heat team's going away, you're making a big mistake. Ain't going to happen.
Someone said, if we're talking in general about great games, LeBron versus the Pistons early in his career, he had 31 straight points for his team to get that win. That was against that Pistons team that won the championship.
That's a pretty good call right there. There's somebody going, somebody.
Back to the early Cavs. Days,
somebody
right?
Went old school NBA. That's great. Great call right there. That's great text.
Right. Someone said, I ranked Jimmy's game last night third behind LeBron's game versus Celtics and D-Wade's game 3-06 against Dallas. And why every defensive snap for the Dolphins, it looks like everyone's wide open, by the way, too. Yeah. Little both in there.
Yeah. Oh, boy. We got work to do, work to do.
Oh, God, how about this one? What year is it, guys? We got Noah doing a Jamar Fletcher impression and Flores coaching like wants that. Ugh.
Yeah, I don't know if we're to that point.
No,
I understand the frustration.
Right.
First of all, this team, I will say he was, and I wanted to make that point with Armando this morning. I thought right away, so there are times where he would have gone for it if it was last year, and they're trying to get wins, and every win is just bonus. He was a lot more aggressive than we saw yesterday. I'm guessing when he gets up today, and that's why these coaches get paid the big bucks to those decisions, he he'd reevaluate that fourth and five. I just don't think he'd kick a fifth and go, what the hell was I doing? Our defense would play great, but how many more stops can they get against Seattle with that group that they have? And I got my rookie corner getting picked on. That's a tough one. All right, we got to go to break here. We got Manny Diaz on the way. We'll check back in on the text machine. We get back 305-567-0560. Right now, I got to tell you about something I've been working with for a long time, Chapman Partnership down in Dade County. Homeless, two homeless shelters that are so much more than a shelter. They really are helping folks get back out on their feet. Usually the goal is within 3 or 4 months. Chapman has been really, really close to me since I went down there and saw the work they're doing, helping rehab people to get back, find jobs, get back out, and get back out making a living, getting their families back together. Just some great stories. Well, they're celebrating their 25th anniversary here in South Florida, and boy, your support has been a big, big part of it for the last 25 years. It really has. It's allowed them to provide essential services to 120,000 individuals experiencing homelessness, including 25,000 children. So we have hundreds of kids there right now. Operating two centers with 800 beds in Miami and Homestead, Chapman Services are unbelievable and providing comprehensive support program that includes housing, meals, health care, daycare, job training, and placement, as well as assistance with funding, stable housing. All these things, so they don't just throw them back out on the streets like, all right, we think you're well enough. They're doing so much more, so they have a great chance to succeed once they're out of a Chapman Partnership. I just love the work they're doing. If you can help us so we can keep rolling along, support Chapman and their critical mission in our community online at chapmanpartnership.org and donate today. That's chapmanpartnership.org and donate today. Homeless does not mean hopeless. Please help any way you can on behalf of Chapman Partnership. Thank you so much.
All right, folks out there, 560 The Joe wants you to see a Dolphins game at Hard Rock Stadium, courtesy of Dade County Federal Credit Union. Dade County Federal Credit Union, the preferred credit union of the Miami Dolphins. For more information, go to finssu.com. And if you want a chance to win those Dolphin tickets, log on right now to WQAM.com, the home of the Dolphins. AM 560, FM 96.5, HD2, The Joe, WQAM, and streaming on radio.com.
All right, we got a few minutes here. 305-567-056. We appreciate it. We got a lot of text messages this morning, both football and also basketball, obviously, after one of the great performances, honestly, we've ever had here in South Florida. And the craziness of everything that's going on, I think a lot of us have been in a funk or on a roller coaster ride for the last few months. This team and Jimmy Butler are still standing. It's pretty damn cool.
Right.
And he just played his ass off last night against the Lakers big two and put the team on his back. It was really cool. Anyway, what do we got coming in this morning?
Someone texted in, I'm just happy Houston keeps losing. Right now we have the number 2 and 33rd picks overall. I believe according to the Tankathon website, it would be the 3rd pick. Overall, because of strength of schedule, the Giants, the Jets, and then Houston is 1-2-3. And Atlanta's 0-3 also, by the way. If they lose again tonight, I believe Houston's pick goes down to 4.
So I'm just kind of looking outside here. Houston is so much better than the two New York teams.
Right.
I mean, they're getting blasted. But
they play Jacksonville twice also this season, and Jacksonville 1-3 on the season. They have two matchups against them. They'll probably win at least one of those.
Are the Jets the worst team you guys have ever seen?
You know how many times in my years doing radio that somebody just asked that question?
Well, I mean, it happened a lot last year, I know.
Well, through the first couple with the of Dolphins. Last year.
Yeah, it looked like the Dolphins were going to take that. Right, but the Jets right. are, I mean, they are unbelievably bad. Like that team they just lost to?
No, they're bad. They're real bad. Jets are real, real bad right now.
And you know, you couple that, by the way, with the dumpster fire they have in their front office.
It's so. This is what I heard yesterday, and I won't say any names. Like, you know, Adam, he wasn't a bad guy if you just talked to him, but he's just horrible coach, man. Like, he doesn't listen to anybody to get better. Like, usually, you'll hear guys go, "I'm taking my experience and the things I did wrong, and I'm moving on." Like he did it here. It was on him. There's nobody to blame, but you got to look as a head coach. Not maybe saying 100%, you know, and we always like pointing fingers when things don't work out and why, and it happens every time somebody gets let go. But, like, listen, man, you got to look in the mirror, and instead of going in saying, well, this is what they did, I wanted to do this, they wanted to do that, he's making the same mistakes. Like everybody that talks back and forth goes, he hasn't grown at all as a coach. He's doing the same things. He has the same problems with the same kind of players. He's still not focused on the whole team. So when there's drama or problems, including his defensive coordinator, he has nothing to do with it because he doesn't want to, you know, and it's just, like, dude, act like a head coach. Head coach. Like, you look just as bad. You can't score points when your team's got all those dumbass, like, lack of discipline penalties. It's just a bad look.
Yep. Team's just stinky right now. Yep. He's just in charge of the whole thing. Tua has nothing to work with. Rosen couldn't win. Fitz can't win. Tua will not do much with his mediocre talent.
Well, I mean, everybody's entitled to their opinion. That's why we have these shows. But you still got to get him in there. He's still got to see everything. Still needs to see blitzes. Still places to go. Guys to throw to. I do agree. Our pass game is limited right now. It's been a little disappointing. But we got to get his feet wet. He's got to get them wet at some point. May not be this week. May not be next week. May not happen on the two West Coast games. But he needs a play. I mean, you can do gloom and doom all you want. He needs a play.
Well, the countdown of two has started.
Basically. Look, it can't be any worse than poor Joe Burrow, who's just getting the crap knocked out of him.
Right. You won a game yesterday, Joe.
Yep.
They did win a game yesterday.
Who'd they play?
Exactly. Who cares about that? Joe, I like the Canes this week against Clemson. Clemson's opening up as a 15-point favorite, though. Clemson does a lot of misdirection plays, but the key for me is being able to get in the backfield, put pressure on that quarterback. I think that's the key to everything when you come to Clemson, right?
We're going to find out how those guys – it's a pretty damn good pass rush. I think we've all seen it, how those guys do against – and their mindset. Because I'll tell you one thing, Clemson jumps out on everybody. You're always down 14-0 when you play Clemson. It's like, all right. And then Virginia, like – Virginia played him pretty good there for a while during the game. But you just falling behind. And you know, your mindset can't be, man, we're playing against the best running back and the best quarterback. You need to, like – somebody's going to beat them. It might as well be us. That needs to be the mindset. You need to look at that group you're playing with, including the transfer portal guys, need to lead those guys out along with a few other guys from the team and get after it. By the way, I'll tell you another good match. We got to get more out of the receivers. It's same old story. Got to still be able to get more out of that receiver position.
Right. Dolphins need a big play, deep threat, wide receiver, period. It won't matter even if Tua starts, if every team the Dolphins play continue to load the box against our offense because we know the Dolphins don't have a deep threat. It says one of the reasons Tom Brady was so desperately wanted Antonio Brown in New England. Even the Chargers rookie quarterback Herbert was airing it out against the Buccaneers because of the deep threats they have to throw to. I'm just saying that's from the Jedi.
Jedi's not completely wrong.
Right.
I am really, you know, you start to look. Listen, man, it's normal. You look at what's out there. Oh, I would ask you guys, we're going to do this every week. I'm going to do it tomorrow, actually. But I would ask you, with your first two picks that you have, after what you've seen, what would you take?
Oof, yeah, we've talked about this a couple times. I'm still saying defensive end and then wide receiver.
I'm with you.
Yep. Defensive end, wide receiver. Give me Russo and give me Waddle. Give me Russo and give me someone else.
You even picked the guys.
Right, I'm in.
You're not even waiting.
You know who I read every Sunday night, by the way, now? Kyle Krabs, our boy. And he's got those mock drafts basically updated every Sunday night.
Hey, man, he's smart because they're Dolphin fans going, all right, we got could have two high first-round picks and two high second-round picks. What the hell do we have?
I mean, Joe, if it ended today, you'd have 3-9. Two guys in the top nine.
Well, we got a lot.
I know we're up against it here, but I don't know how you don't get a running back in the first round next year. I just watched that game. I don't know if we all watched the same game yesterday. This team just can't score.
Joe,
and they just need someone you can put the ball in their hands, and they're going to make a play.
We got Houston's second round pick also, right?
Yeah.
That'd be like 34, 35.
Say it. Go ahead and say it. I agree.
Running back right there. I'm
yep,
in.
There you go.
Yep.
That takes care of not taking a running back in the first round. Because if we get a running back in the first round, it get hurt. Because that's what happens to us. So don't bring that up.
Oh, man.
The freaking fantastic. The whammy God will get us, man.
Right.
It'd be terrible.
At hey, nine,
we,
right.
Oh, let's switch over, though, man. I can't wait for Saturday night, man. We got a great week.
Game
this
day.
This week, yep. We got Marlins this week. We got the Heat. We got Clemson and Miami Saturday night. We got Manny Diaz coming up next.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.